Introduction first, Chuck.
Chuck Adams, council member.
Irma.
Irma Parada, council co-chair and council member.
Anna. Oh, you're muted.
Anna Brunswick, council member.
Elise.
Hi, Elise Griffin, council member.
TJ.
TJ Lee Miyake, council member.
Bill.
Bill Bloom, ex officio council member and director of HIV Health Services, DPH.
I'm Mark Moore, council staff. Kat.
Kat Tochkir, council staff.
Kira.
Kara, council staff.
All right. Thank you all. Welcome. Can we take a look at the agenda? Okay, pretty standard. It's going to be a short meeting. We'll do our co-chair election, and then I'll turn over facilitation to that person. And then we will have a talk around Bill's presentation for this coming month. Any opposed to approving the agenda as written? All right, seeing none, let's get the minutes. All right, we have our minutes from November meeting. Yeah, I can scroll down. Pro forma stuff. We went over our work plan and determined a bunch of different topics for this year. Scroll down. And we had more of this conversation. Thanks for these extensive notes. I love it. All right. Any changes or updates to the minutes as written? Any objections to approving the minutes? Okay, hearing none, the minutes are approved. Any announcements? I have one announcement. Look at that dog. That's not my announcement, but look at the dog. It's a very cute dog. Just give everyone plenty of time to prep. Next month, our full council meeting will actually be starting a half hour late. The room is not available until 4 o'clock, and we do need setup time. So we're going to make it 4:30 to 7, or if we make it a shortened meeting, we can get out at our usual time. So it'll start a half hour later, and may go to 7, and may stop at 6:30. I have yet to develop that agenda. Any other announcements?
I don't have an announcement. I just may have to leave a little bit early.
Okay.
Get them out.
Any more
Gotta make
announcements?
bedtime.
No worries. No? All right. There's no members of public here, so we will move on to the co-chair elections or re-elections. So the floor is now open for nominations, including self-nominations for committee co-chair.
I'll do it if nobody else wants it.
Excellent. Is there a second to Chuck's motion
Second.
for himself? Oh,
Second.
excellent. Oh, let's give that one to TJ. I think I heard TJ's voice first. Okay, so one slot is available for the ambitious committee member who would like to step up to the plate, show their leadership skills, or at least their ability to approve agendas.
I would like to nominate Anna.
Anna, excellent. Anna, do you agree to the nomination?
Sure.
Yes, that was a ringing endorsement. I felt the excited energy so much. So much. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
TJ, second says second time. All right. Any other nominations to create some kind of competition between these two? No? Okay. We're in a non-competitive space. Any objections to our having Anna and Chuck be our committee co-chairs for the year? Seeing none, congratulations. Anna, as you are new to this, I'll go over a couple of different things. I send out the agenda for Council Affairs, usually within minutes after Kat has reminded me to set out the agenda for council for committee co-chairs. And it's simply up to you to approve, or if you'd like to add things to it, that's within your purview as well. And then you can alternate or come up with your own plan about representation at our steering committee meeting, which is the third Thursday of the month. Chuck does usually go, but that's really up to you and Chuck to determine about how that will be worked out. So if the two of you can connect, I don't know if you have each other's emails or phone numbers, but you might want to throw that up in chat so that you can talk offline about how you want to have coverage for steering. And with that said, I will turn it over to whoever would like to facilitate this first meeting. Chuck, I noticed you're not muted, so how about
I can
you?
jump in. Yeah, this is easy. Okay, so next we're going to do the HI care megatrends, and Bill's going to pleasure us with a great presentation, right?
I could do that.
Yes.
What I could do is either I could kind of talk through, I haven't adapted it from this year, but I could talk through the previous year or I could share it with you guys. You have a preference?
Yeah, that's a good question. Just talk it through.
Okay. Well, hopefully John will do the so the things we looked at last year and could do this year is viral suppression by population. So just kind of talk about where we're at, what the gains have been made, and where we see perhaps some ongoing disparities in terms of viral suppression. So that's of course local San Francisco trends. I kind of divide them to local, state, and federal. Then budgetary trends kind of would be a recap of what's going on with our general fund budget, which changes at literally every 2 weeks. Then in terms of touch briefly on the housing again, although this one I could consider eliminating because I think that unless you all want me to touch on it again, Manuel, who oversees the HPWA program, has a pretty in-depth presentation, so that I might eliminate. And then looking at viral suppression by people with overall housing status, and then some work of what we're doing for people who are experiencing housing instability and homelessness. A look at we this last time again, we decided to do separate presentation, but kind of a brief mention of the overdose crisis and kind of what the a little bit of what the latest is in terms of substance use and specific to HIV positive folks, if I can pull up some stuff. Then again, focus on HIV and aging. If I know you've heard that fairly recently, but it is such a significant part of what's happening for our population. So I have a couple, three slides on just kind of areas that I think are kind of key areas that at least in my mind and the work I do, I think about in terms of service planning and think might be of interest to the Planning Council to think about. Then kind of statewide trends. And so in the previous year was looking at kind of well, probably what I'll be talking about is the change in formula and how that would be passed on. So this is at the Ryan White Part A and B level. I think I mentioned to you guys this last month. So kind of talk a little bit of what that's looking like and maybe some plans that might soften that blow if it does come through. And then kind of at a federal level, just what's the latest on the budget? Hopefully, kind of amazing. I'm looking at the dates. No, maybe not. Maybe there potentially could even be something close to a budget for this year. Either that'll be close to a CR. Talk a bit about that. And then kind of again, just issues and trends previous years covered about the professional pipeline, data integration, electronic medical record numbers, biomedical trends, like what's the latest and greatest in terms of what's happening. And that would be the conclusion of it. So try to end on a positive note to the extent there is new information. I'm giving you what's last year's and then just some current thoughts about what might change or stay the same. But be curious to hear from you all. Do those areas feel of interest? Is there something missing or something you feel like you've heard enough of and I should skip over?
All those areas sound good to me, so.
Okay. So any other area that you would like me to include that if not that I didn't mention there? Oh, looks like Thomas, you have your hand up.
Yeah, Bill, sorry, I'm just joining. And did you kind of want to say like the negative trends with kind of the DEI and trans.
Include on the federal, what's the latest is on the executive orders and how they're being implemented. Yep.
Yeah, just to
Really are
be,
better.
you know,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
transparent, for lack of a better word.
That's an excellent addition. Is that of interest for others to hear as well about?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'm excited though. I like everything else that you said. I do feel it feels like a nice summary and
If you're still talking, Thomas, you muted yourself somehow.
oh, I was just saying how I liked the packaging of everything, Bill, and the fact that it sounded on point and stuff of definitely of interest for members. Obviously immigration stuff in there as well. So
Yeah. I don't have a lot in immigration, but I could do a separate call out slide. Of course, the challenge, and it makes sense. So if folks, unless someone like me not, I can touch on it. Of course, the challenge you guys all have is that many of these slides could be a 40-minute presentation. So, just in terms of the facilitation for the larger group, I may not have every single fact on every one of these. So this may invite more presentations that people may want to hear.
I'm looking for a thesis doctorate level
You will have
presentation on each slide.
the initial outline of it.
Go
To go to
deep,
committee.
Bill. Go deep.
Okay. I don't know if everyone just had a large lunch or people are
I
loving
did.
it or just indifferent. But anyways, I will take this as intent. If anyone has other stuff, just let me know.
Yeah, we will. But we've always heard that, every year we hear you, so we know it's going to be a good, great thing. So, and as time goes on, by the middle of this year, Lord knows where we'll be at. But yeah, but thank you for being here.
Sure. Thank you. That's very sweet, Joe.
So, is there anything else, Mark?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention, because this is a committee, of course, that does design the year and presentations, which means it's often designing the overall agenda for most of the meetings, if not all of them. There was a great suggestion from Elise that we have a conversation that is sort of contextualized by my annual presentation on the HRSA mandate. And that conversation will be about basically like, why are we here? What is our purpose? Or how are people connected to the mission of what we do? And like, what are our goals that we as council members see them? So that's on the agenda. But I want to give a heads up in case it does get bumped. The agenda is obviously in two parts, divided by a break. The second part will be Bill's presentation. We're just giving it all to him. The first part will, of course, include general updates. On the general updates, we're gonna increase that time a little bit because there was a request from community engagement for Bill to address a couple follow questions from the tragic incident that occurred at General Hospital that all of us are familiar with. And so, of course, that could lead to a greater conversation. If it does lead to a longer conversation, we can bump my HRSA mandate and the subsequent discussion, which will be hopefully facilitated by either Thomas or me. Preferably Thomas, but whichever. Just want to give you all a heads up. We want to respect the fact that a lot of people have a lot of ideas and feelings around this topic, while also realizing that our conversation should be in some ways aimed towards substantive result. We are not, I mean, to put it really bluntly, we're not a support group, so it really shouldn't take on that flavor. But people do have had specific asks to hear back on specific topics around consumer voice and changing safety protocols and how that could impact access to care. So again, we do want to really respect not just the moment that occurred, but also the fact that this could be a very meaningful and perhaps lengthy conversation. So again, if that happens, we'll just bump HRSA mandate and the discussion about who we are and why we're on the council and what are our goals of the council to another meeting. Does that all make sense? All right. That was it. Oh, you muted, Chuck.
It's doing it by itself. I don't know what's going on. So the next meeting is set up for February 10th, 2026, from 3 to 4:30. And then I don't think anybody will be there on steering, but I'll see those on steering. And then at the big meeting on what day is the meeting on?
The
March
26th.
26th. All right. Then I'll see everybody on the 26th. Thank you for showing up, and we'll see you
Oh,
soon.
it looks like there's a hand up, and something actually also just occurred to me. It looks like Bill has his hand up, and let me put mine up too, actually, for one
Okay.
more.
Mark, I'm
All right.
thinking maybe thinking the same thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, I
Let's
so I
see.
think
You go first.
if this is the committee where this is happening, you guys did a wonderful job with all the policies and procedures, and the one remaining policy that we need to come into compliance is how often folks are going to review the bylaws. So just reminding folks, if not this meeting, in the next meeting or two.
Yeah, that was not what I was going to say, because that actually is steering committee. So we'll do that in steering.
Oh, my bad, my bad. Sorry about that. Sorry about
Yeah,
that.
we'll do that. And I we'll probably save that for the end since we're still reviewing current ones. But yeah, that's definitely something that we need to do. And Kira, if you could definitely take note of that as well. We have to add a policy about how often we review. So my thing was just to remind folks about the reunion project. I'm sorry, I shouldn't call it that. They are partners. It's not the Reunion Project. The HIV and Aging Forum that this council is funding. So if you're interested in that, please do save the date. Kat has sent something out to the council. Thank you, Kat. It is February 13th and 14th, and we will be having council members who are part of this. So if you'd like to come, spend your Valentine's Day with us. You should do that. All right, thanks.
All right, so with that, we'll end this meeting, and then I'll see everybody later in the month. All right, thanks.
Bye,
Thank you.
everybody.
Bye.
You bye, everyone. Mark and Kira, can you stay on?